Hello, everyone. I'm really excited to be here today to share the work that we've been doing with refugee women in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'll just begin by acknowledging that I have no financial relationships to disclose. So we partnered with the Refugee Women's Health Clinic in Phoenix, Arizona, which is the only clinic in the United States that currently exclusively focuses on the reproductive health needs of refugee women. Our aim was to establish the prenatal care utilization patterns of refugee women and to really understand refugee women's experiences here in the United States with accessing prenatal care and to identify any factors that may make it easier for refugee women to access prenatal care as well as factors that make it difficult for them to access prenatal care. So why do we care about refugee women in the United States? Well, there are a growing number of refugees entering the United States each year. And refugees represent a particularly vulnerable group for accessing health care. Many refugees have undergone traumatic events in their home countries as well as refugee camps where they have lived prior to entering the United States. They tend to have not had access to regular health care in their home countries as well as the refugee camps prior to coming into the United States. And also, many refugees have cultural notions that affect how they view health care once they're here. In regards to prenatal care, although prenatal care, the benefits of it have not been directly shown in terms of obstetric outcomes, it still remains a key public health strategy for improving maternal and infant outcomes here in the United States. It can serve as an entryway for women who are at risk to really, as their first experience with health care here. And also is a means of detecting maternal and obstetric conditions that can be treated in pregnancy. So the Refugee Women's Health Clinic was established in 2008 by an obstetrician-gynecologist, Krista Johnson, and is part of the Maricopa Integrated Health System in Phoenix, Arizona. Its purpose is to provide culturally grounded and linguistically appropriate health care for refugee women. The clinic has really grown and is currently providing approximately reproductive health services to approximately 240 women in the Phoenix, Arizona area. These services include obstetric and gynecologic care. Since its inception, it's served over 1,500 women from over 35 countries. And these women primarily come from Burma, Burundi, Iraq, and Somalia, but really the women are from everywhere. The clinic provides unique services to refugee women. The providers and staff are sensitive to the unique needs of the women who come to the clinic. And they also have cultural health navigators. And these cultural health navigators not only serve as interpreters for women, but they're also a great resource for women in terms of coordinating transportation, communicating with the physicians of these women, arranging appointments for them, and really serving as a connection for them to be able to access the healthcare system that can be very complicated for women who are just coming into the country. The clinic also provides educational outreach programs within the various refugee communities. So we really wanted to first establish the prenatal care utilization patterns of refugee women, since that is hasn't really been well studied here in the United States and isn't really well known. And we also wanted to understand what the prenatal care experiences were of refugee women. So in order to do that, we used a mixed methods approach. We first conducted a retrospective chart review in order to really establish the prenatal care utilization patterns. And then we conducted focus groups and individual interviews so that we could communicate with the women and really understand what they had been going through here in the United States while accessing prenatal care, as well as their experiences with prenatal care prior to entering the United States. So for the chart review, our inclusion criteria were basically that the women had to be refugees and that they received prenatal care at the Maricopa Integrated Health System or delivered there between 2008 and 2011, which is when the first few years that the clinic was started. We collected data from the Maricopa Integrated Health System's electronic medical record system. And for our analysis, we conducted logistic regression with our primary outcome being the prenatal care utilizing the prenatal care utilization adequacy of prenatal care utilization index, which is a means of basically determining how when women enter prenatal care, so at what week of gestation, and also how many prenatal care appointments they receive. It measures quantity, not quality. Our primary predictor was maternal age. We used chi-squared tests for associations between the APNCU index and patient characteristics to understand if there were any factors about refugee women that affected how they accessed prenatal care and their prenatal care utilization. For the focus groups and the individual interviews, our inclusion criteria were generally the same, but we limited it to the largest groups accessing care at the Refugee Women's Health Clinic. So these were women from Burma, Burundi, Iraq, and Somalia. And these women had to, again, receive prenatal care or deliver at the Maricopa Integrated Health System between the years of 2008 and 2011. For the focus groups and the individual interviews, we wanted to understand how refugee women recognize their pregnancies, so initially how they recognize that they're pregnant, who they acknowledge pregnancy to, and how they acknowledge pregnancy to themselves as well. And we also, again, wanted to identify any factors that make it easier for women to access prenatal care, as well as factors that have made it difficult for refugee women to access prenatal care. The reason we conducted the individual interviews is because since many refugee women have undergone traumatic events prior to entering the United States, we wanted to understand how these traumatic events may impact how they access healthcare. For our analysis, we reviewed the transcripts and identified relevant domains and pulled text from each component in order to identify sub-themes. So for the chart review, from 2008 until 2011, there were approximately 132 women who utilized obstetric services at the Refugee Women's Health Clinic. And when you look at when these women were presenting for care, more than half presented after 16 weeks for establishing prenatal care, so for their first prenatal care visit. And based upon the APNCU index, this would be considered inadequate prenatal care utilization. If you look at the women who presented after 16 weeks, once they actually came into the clinic for prenatal care, the majority were able to maintain the number of visits that were needed to in order to be considered to have adequate prenatal care. So 89% of the women who presented after 16 weeks, once the clinic was able to establish care with these women, they were able to attend the number of visits that they needed to. If you look at it by trimester, more than half of the women established care beyond the first trimester. The majority of which establishing care in the second trimester of pregnancy. The majority of women were between the ages of 25 to 29. Most of the women who attended the clinic during this time came from Africa, and many of the women were married, and the majority had children either prior to their coming to the United States or to establishing care at the clinic. When we conducted our logistic regression in order to identify factors that may predispose women, refugee women, in regards to whether they established adequate or inadequate prenatal care, you can see that across the board, refugee women, there was no distinguishing factor in terms of age, region of origin, parity, or marital status. So there's something about being refugee that is basically consistent among the women in terms of establishing inadequate prenatal or not having adequate prenatal care. For the focus groups, we were able to complete 5 separate focus groups with 8 women from Burma, 11 women from Burundi, 4 women from Iraq, 7 women from Somalia who are Somali, and 4 women from Somali who are Somali Bantu. We also conducted 27 individual interviews, which focused on the same interview domains, but also included exploration of the traumatic events. And for the individual interviews, we conducted interviews with 6 women from Burma, 5 women from Burundi, 8 women from Iraq, and 8 women from Somalia. So there were common themes that were noted across the refugee groups in terms of pregnancy recognition, pregnancy acknowledgement, and facilitators and barriers to prenatal care. We were able to determine that most women discover that they're pregnant in the first trimester the same way that women here discover that they're pregnant in the first trimester, through home pregnancy tests or common pregnancy symptoms such as nausea and vomiting, fatigue, or by just going to the doctor to establish the pregnancy, but not necessarily. Establishing pregnancy in the first trimester didn't mean that women actually went for their first visit in the first trimester. And this wasn't because they didn't know that they weren't supposed to establish care in the first trimester, but for a number of different reasons, although women were aware that they should be seeking care in the first trimester, they weren't necessarily doing that. And we could see that from the chart review. We were also able to determine from the focus groups that refugee women face barriers to prenatal care that women here in the United States face when they're trying to access prenatal care in terms of childcare and transportation. But they also have unique barriers in terms of language, not knowing where to go for care, female cultural responsibilities, such as responsibilities at home to their husbands and to their families, and also in terms of child care, since they are the predominant caretakers for their children. In terms of facilitators to prenatal care, the refugee women were able to identify that the cultural health navigators were extremely helpful in terms of helping them to attend appointments, arranging for transportation, and just serving as a resource for questions that they needed to ask their physicians, etc., in regards to obtaining their prenatal care. There's also a transportation system that the Refugee Women's Health Clinic established that the women also found to be helpful. From the individual interviews, we were able to determine that the majority of refugee women have experienced some type of traumatic event. And these traumatic events ranged anywhere from rape to being threatened, to being beaten and tortured, or actually witnessing family members being killed. Although women identified having gone through these events or knowing people who were close to them having gone through these events, they did not feel that this actually influenced how they accessed prenatal care here in the U.S. So in conclusion, we determined that more than half of refugee women through the Refugee Women's Health Clinic have inadequate prenatal care utilization. This is significantly more than in the U.S. population, which in the general U.S. population, inadequate prenatal care utilization is about 26%, and even among immigrants, it's about 35%. We also determined that only about 40% initiated care in the first trimester, compared to about 70% who initiate care in the first trimester of all races, origins in the United States, and even just in the Phoenix, Arizona area, the numbers are closer to about 80%. So in conclusion, refugee women have significantly less utilization than other populations. Refugee women face barriers to prenatal care that are shared by other populations, but they also have barriers that are unique to women of their similar cultural backgrounds. Cultural health navigators are a valuable aspect of the Refugee Women's Health Clinic's prenatal care experience for these women. And the Refugee Women's Health Clinic provides programs and services that the refugee women have identified as beneficial to seeking care during their pregnancies. There are a number of limitations to our study. One is that because we conducted the study in a very specific area, in a clinic that with very specific services to refugee women, these findings may not be generalizable to refugee women in other parts of the United States who may not have access to a clinic such as the Refugee Women's Health Clinic. We also did not collect information on non-refugee women who delivered around the same time, so we do not have a control group. Because of the limits of a retrospective chart review, we were not able to gather data on variables that are known to be associated with prenatal care utilization. Also, because the study was conducted from the inception of the clinic, the first few years that the clinic was started, our sample size is relatively small. The focus group setting may also have made it uncomfortable for women to share more about their experiences with prenatal care here in the United States and prior to entering the United States. And because the cultural health navigators served as interpreters for the focus groups and the individual interviews, the women may not have felt comfortable sharing experiences as well. In terms of next steps, it's really important to explore the delivery and neonatal outcomes of refugee women to determine if the inadequate utilization has an impact on their delivery and neonatal outcomes. And we want to continue to determine what factors are associated with prenatal care utilization patterns of refugees and continue to assess programs that have been established to help refugee women here in the United States. And that's really it, and I'm happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions of clarification immediately?
So it's difficult to say since from the design of the study, but yes, although the majority of women established care late in the pregnancy, it looks like once women actually come into the clinic for their appointment, that the clinic is able to have them continue to come for the number of visits that they need to come for in order to be considered having adequate care. So it looks like the services that the clinic provides, you could presume that the services that the clinic provides have been beneficial to the women in that respect, but it's really hard to definitively say that from the study design.
Thank you.